You're listening to All Things Cage at Wavefarm's WGXC 90.7 FM Radio for Open Ears. I'm your host, Laura Kuhn, director of the John Cage Trust, and this evening we'll listen to part two of a program we began last week on the subject of John Cage and improvisation. Since part one focused mostly upon Cage's little-known 1989 work, How to Get Started, and its relationship to Cage's evolving ideas about improvisation, this week we'll listen to his performance in its entirety. Enjoy.
Recently I was in Telluride in southeastern Colorado. And I had a dream. Of a new way to make music. What you do is you take some paper and you turn the two-dimensional thing into a ball so that it's completely crumpled. And then, of course, you flatten it out. And you read it as with a grid and whatnot. You read it as indications of whatever aspect of music you're then noticing. I don't mean to say that you do this as a performer. I'm thinking of doing it as a composer. So that I would have the time to measure it attentively. So the changes in whatever aspect of sound that you were paying attention to could be given by the changes in the paper, with both respect to time and to the sounds in it. I thought of the sounds as being single sounds, lasting until they were to stop, not going onto another one. Of the new way to make music. Also in Telluride, we had, among composers, three private sessions in which the composers were able to present their work so that it's completely talk about it. One of these in Telluride was Walter Zimmermann,
of course you flatten it out,
from Cologne.
And
I was very glad to see him.
And you read it as
and to hear his new work.
And you read it as
it's a kind of use of
aspect of
ostinati
and noticing.
It's a kind of...
I don't mean to say...
And the ostinati are not of made up of tones that are close together, but rather that are, you can't believe it, an octave apart. You'll go from a G-sharp in one octave to a G-sharp, say, two octaves above. And according to some way that he's done it, he makes a most unlikely kind of piano music.
So the changes in
as you listen to it, and it lasts for quite a while.
Sound that you were paying attention to could be given by the...
You can't tell where you are.
Changes in the paper.
And you don't know where you're going.
Respect to
I've recently written a piece for two pianos.
The sounds.
And the two pianists for whom I wrote it, whom I don't know very well, they call themselves, I think, Double Edge.
I thought of the sounds.
We're both out of town. I finished it during the summer while they were gone. So that I don't know what they think of the piece.
Lasting.
And I was curious about it.
Stop.
So I called up Greta Sultan, who has two pianos. And I asked her if we I could read through it together, read through the... Actually, I didn't ask her to do this after it was finished. I did it after I'd finished the first part of it. And we both liked it, we enjoyed it. Then when I finished the whole piece, which probably lasts in the neighborhood of 30 to 40 minutes, she called me up and asked me whether I would like to hear it read through by Beatriz Roman, a Brazilian pianist who was studying with her. And with her own playing. And I did want to hear it. And I had the same experience. I'm telling it to you backwards because I had heard my piece first and then Zimmermann's later. But I'm telling it to you about Zimmermann and then about my work. I had the same experience of not knowing where I was and not knowing where I was going. In the music, I mean. So, the idea is in the air.
Also in Telluride, we had, among composers, three private sessions in which the composers were able to present their work. So that it's completely talk about it. One of these in Telluride was Walter Zimmermann from Cologne. And I was very glad to see him. And to hear his new work. It's a kind of use of ostinati. It's a kind of... I don't mean to say...
And the ostinati are not of made up of tones that are... There's a book by Norman O. Brown.
An octave apart. You go from a G-sharp in one octave to a G-sharp, say, two octaves.
Which is a putting together of
two
books. Finnegan's Wake.
The most unlikely kind of piano music.
And Vico.
As you listen to it, and it lasts for quite a while,
thinking now of
you can't tell where you are.
Roratorio,
and you don't know where you're going,
which used as a is as its ruler the name of James Joyce through it.
Piece for two
so
pianos.
That by that means the book was shortened to something that was
two pianists for whom I wrote
usable as a musical performance.
I think Double Edge.
I don't know where my sentence began.
We're
now
both out of town. I finished it during the sentence while they were gone.
What I'm trying to get at,
I don't know what the
is the
and I was curious.
The idea that one could make a piece of music not with one book, as I did with Finnegan's Wake, but you could make an interesting musical form
read through it together.
With
actually, I didn't have
several books, two to begin with,
after I'd finished the first
using them both in a way to produce sounds, and then you could have those in the old-fashioned way. You could have them as themes, for instance.
She called me up and asked me.
Or you could, in my way,
read through by Beatrice Roman, a Brazilian pianist.
Be simply superimposed.
And with her own playing. And I did want to hear it. And I had the same experience. I'm telling it to you backwards because I had heard my piece first and then Zimmermann's later. But I'm telling it to you about Zimmermann and then about my work. I had the same experience.
Eleven years ago,
also in January,
I began the Freeman Etudes for solo violin.
We had among composers three.
I wrote them
three
for Paul Zukofsky.
In which the composers were able to present their work.
He's only played the first eight. I finished 16 of them. In the meantime, Janos Negesi has learned all 16. Which he plays...
I was very glad to see him.
As Irvin Arditi says, in a laid-back California way.
And to hear his new work.
That is, he takes
it's a kind
an hour and a half to play all 16.
Ostinati.
Perhaps that's not
it's
true.
Kind of,
perhaps he takes less time. But that's
the,
what Arditi said. I heard Arditi play the...
There's a book by
Freeman Etudes.
Norman
O'Brown, 56 minutes. A little over a year.
Which is
a little over a year ago.
Putting together of two books. And then
in
books,
November
Finnegan's Wake,
last year, and... I heard Irvin Arditi play
as you listen to it,
the 16 Freeman Etudes in 46 minutes. And I was astonished at the
thinking
the,
now
of experience.
You can't tell
the piece is very
difficult. And you don't know.
And people reading the music, which I wasn't doing while he was playing it, said that there weren't any mistakes that they noticed or had
ruler.
The time to notice. The name of James Joyce through
I went backstage after that. By that means, the book was sharpened.
And asked him why he played so fast.
Usable.
And he said, well, in your preface to the piece, you say, play as fast as possible.
I don't know where my sentence began.
One of the things that has kept the Freeman Etudes unfinished,
what I'm trying to get at,
is that they are impossible.
The idea that one could make
very difficult to write, and they will be literally impossible to play
with Finnegan's Wake.
So why write them?
But you could make an interesting musical form.
And Paul Zukofsky had lost interest in them, so that the first years of the 11 years that I didn't write them
begin with. Using them,
I had no encouragement.
Both.
But now, through Arditi's virtuosity, I am encouraged.
And then you could have those.
And when he said that he played as fast as possible,
as themes,
it suddenly dawned on me how to continue them. I had thought that I'd have to continue them
or
with
a foot button way,
in which the player would play as much as he could, and then he would press a foot button and have a synthesized piece heard. But I didn't like that relationship of human being.
And I had the
so I had stopped. Now it suddenly dawned on me what to do. When there were when there would be too many notes, as occurs in the second group of 16, not in all of them, but particularly in the 18th one,
the same experience.
I would simply put the note, play as many as possible. Now I discover, as I go back to the Freeman Etudes, to continue through 17 through 32, I discovered that I've forgotten how to write them, and that I have to study my notes and so forth to learn again where I was. I'm having recourse to a musicologist who's studying my work with chance operations. And hopefully he will work together, actually, when I go back to New York in late September and early October. But since that time is still in the future, I've begun to learn, or think I'm learning, how I wrote the Freeman Etudes, and the result is that the 17th one is already finished. But I had an idea which I want him to help me develop, which is that instead of there being the same number of questions asked, the answers of which constitute the first 16, that the number of questions asked would become, or let us say the questions that were asked would become more complex as the 17 through 32 goes on, so that the answers received increase in number. I began the Freeman Etudes for solo violin.
We had, among composers, three...
I wrote them three private for Paul Zukofsky.
In which the composers were able to present their works.
He's only played the first eight. I finished 16 of them. In the meantime, Janusz Negesi has learned all 16. In these meetings, now and then the audience has been mentioned.
I was very glad to
see you. I want to, as Irvin Arditi says, in the laid-back California,
speak to you.
What I hear is no brother.
That is
the article by Marcel Duchamp,
an hour and a half, to play
called The Creative Act.
Perhaps that's not
in which
true.
he makes clear,
but that's what
the position of the audience.
I heard Arditi,
which is to say,
there's a book by
to finish the work,
Norman O'Brien,
by observing, by listening,
a little over a year.
So that the work
which is a little over a year
takes as many forms,
and then in
two books,
November,
as we are.
Last year, and I heard Irvin Arditi play.
In recent years, I've been fascinated,
46 minutes,
and used in my work.
I was astonished at
the musical work of Marcel Duchamp, Sculpture
and people
Musicale,
reading the music, which I wasn't doing while he was playing it. Said that
I don't know if I'm quoting it to you correctly. But it's essentially sounds leaving from different places and lasting, thus forming a musical sculpture. There's something more to it than that, but that's essentially what it is. For me, it has removed the irritation of
that
burglar alarms give,
unfinished, what I'm trying to get at,
or any such constant sounds.
Is that they are impossible.
The moment I hear a constant sound, I listen for another,
and they will be literally impossible,
hoping to get
a
situation around which I could walk.
And Paul Zukofsky had lost interest in them, so that the first years,
I've made
years that
first
him,
a piece for
but now through Arditi's virtuosity,
I was invited to Yugoslavia and asked to make a
and when
piece
he said
in
that
for a foyer of an orchestral hall, and I called the piece a collection of rocks.
How to continue them.
In which I used
I had thought
something between 150 and 200 high school children
in which the player would play
to spell one another with the same instrument, for instance, and take on a particular place in the foyer.
Like
there were two levels.
Relationship of
and it was a marvelous experience hearing these sounds come from different places and last.
Now
10 people playing the trumpets so that 5 would play at once, and then the next other 5 would spell them.
As occurs,
and the sound could last an electronic length
of
time.
Not in all of them, but particularly in the 18th one. I would simply put the note, play as many as possible.
Just now I made Sculpture Musicale in the plural,
now I discover,
rather than the singular of Duchamp. I made it in the plural
continue through
for the
32.
Dance by Merce Cunningham and his company, which is called Inventions, and which will be performed here later this month.
I have to study my notes and so forth
in Berkeley,
where I was.
It's an interesting piece because
I'm having recourse. To a musicologist.
It's more or less only the title.
Operations. And hopefully,
I gave the directions over the telephone.
We'll work together, actually.
And I intend to revise the title.
In late September. In early October.
The idea
is still in the future.
A slight variation on the Duchamp idea, namely that it's plural.
How
plural it is not told.
And the result
so
is
that in
the
say 26 minutes of the dance, a musical sculpture that is, say, more than 2 sounds, at least 3 sounds, will start in, what do you call it, in
in painting now, when the things start immediately to gather some kind of edge, hard edge, and they'll finish hard edge, so that the sculpture exists actually in silence, ambient sound. And it doesn't matter what it is. That is to say, the sounds don't matter, so they're chosen, of course, by the people who are going to make them, the performers. And when are they going to make them? That the answer to that question will be given in a circulating way by each of the performers. That is to say, when a dance company tours and it has four musicians, at one performance, one of them will tell when and how many sculptures will be made. Each will have chosen his sound. It could be just two sounds lasting as long as one of the players decides in the 26 minutes. And the next performance, another one of the musicians will tell how many and when. Obviously, I could talk longer about that. You know it, but I'll tell it to you again. In the late 40s, I went into an anechoic chamber at Harvard University, expecting to hear nothing, and instead heard two sounds. I spoke to the engineer in charge.
He's only played the first eight.
I'm thinking he could correct the situation. I said, there are two sounds in that room.
All 16.
And he said, describe them.
In these meetings.
And I did. And he said the high one was your nervous system in operation. And the low one was your blood circulating. That means that silence is a change of mind. And since other people were taking care of intention, I decided to devote my life to non-intention.
There's a book by
so that I've changed my responsibilities from asking, from making choices,
so that the work
to asking questions
takes as many forms.
A young man in Telluride recently said, if you can do anything you like, why don't you just, and he suggested something I should do.
6 minutes. And used.
And I pointed out that I'm not involved in purposelessness. I'm involved in what is called in Zen Buddhism purposeful purposelessness.
But it's essentially sound, so I leaving from different places. I went backstage and lasted, thus forming a musical sculpture.
I no longer tour with the Cunningham Company, not because I don't love the work of the company. You know it, but I'll tell it to you again. But because in order to do the other things
in the
that I've
40s,
grown interested in doing,
I went into an anechoic chamber.
I had to
at Harvard leave. University.
I used to get the work done on tour, but now I have a computer
instead. Heard two
and
sounds.
I don't have a.
I spoke to.
I don't know how to use it, so I need an assistant
He's
and so forth.
The first aid.
I'm thinking he could correct the situation.
But I said there are two sounds in the work with
Merce Cunningham,
and he said describe them. What has been its character, the high one, which was your nervous system,
is that the dance and the music
and the low are one was your
independent of one another.
That means that silence is a change of
mind. And the thing actually that stopped my working with the Cunningham Dance Company was the agreement
other people
to make the
Europeras
for the Frankfurt Opera.
I decided to devote my life to non-attention.
And I took it because I wanted to,
so that I've changed,
explore the
my responsibility,
the possibility of a theater
from
in which all the elements of theater would be non-supportive of one another.
Said if we are,
but would
if you can do anything
each one
like,
be at its own center.
Why don't you just suggest something I should do?
What made me want to do this?
And I pointed out that I'm not
was,
involved.
Going to a dance concert in North Carolina, the School of the Arts there.
I'm involved in
and noticing that a rather poor dance that was done was made even more I would like to use a bad word, tawdry. Shabby or miserable kind of an experience. And what made it so miserable was the lighting, because the lighting was supporting the dance.
What I'm trying to get at is that they
if they'd both done their own business,
the idea that one could make very difficult to write,
it could have been something
impossible
to pay attention to. But since they were doing all the paying of attention,
interesting musical form. And
Paul well, you know what I mean.
So that the first years of the
anyway, I'm convinced
to write them begin
that almost any theater will improve.
I had no encouragement.
If the lighting
now, through,
is independent of what it illuminates.
And, you could have those. And when he said that he played as fast as possible as themes, it suddenly dawned on me how to continue.
I was in Leningrad about 15 months ago, it was a music festival.
I no longer tour with the
and they played my
company.
Music for 14.
Love the work of the company. You know it, but I'll tell it to you again. But because in order to do the...
They played it very well.
In the late 40s. Grown interested in doing...
I went into an anecdote. People from Moscow.
To Harvard University.
And I had the opportunity...
I used to get the work done on the nothing. But now I have...
Later, in that short period, it was only 5 days that I was in...
I spoke to the... I don't know how to use it, so I need an assistant. I'm so afraid the first aid.
I had the opportunity to talk... with Sofia Gubaidulina,
but I said there are two sounds
who had heard the piece Music for 14.
What has been its character?
The characteristic of this piece of mine, which I'm continuing, the intention is to build up an orchestra one by one so that gradually they'll realize that they can get along without the conductor.
Cunningham Dance Company was the agreement other people to make the Europeras for the Frankfurt.
They're all working within time brackets, flexible time brackets.
So that I've changed.
So that, for instance,
the possibility of
a series of notes
in which all the elements
can begin any time between 0 and 45 seconds. And end any time between, say, 30 seconds and 1 minute 15 seconds. and then the next time bracket will overlap that one. Some time brackets don't overlap, but a but. But it gives the flexibility of time. And all the parts are so written, but since they're all written that way, according to chance operations, they come out differently, both structurally and in detail. As we were talking, Sophia Gubaidulina and I, she said, I liked the music very much. Except for the clocks.
Both done their own business. The idea that one could, very difficult.
She said, "You should to pay realize but since that there's an inner clock." This has become a great concern of mine, and for another reason.
That almost any theater
than Gubaidulina's remarks. That is that I've accepted a commission from Margaret Leng Tan, the pianist, to write a piece
in the foyer. There were two levels
for her to play.
And it was a marvelous experience hearing these sounds come from.
She found my time brackets constraining. She admitted that they gave her discipline.
And the sound could last.
But she said that she.
Not in all of them, but particularly.
That playing the piano for her was a kind of dance.
The note. Play as many as possible.
Just now
I put one and one together. And wrote
it in the plural. Continue through
a piece called
Dance by Merce Cunningham.
Well, I wrote the piece for two pianos, and then I wrote this other piano piece.
Performed here later this month.
Since she was going to be moving and she thinks of it as a dance, maybe that gave me the idea that it shouldn't be just one piano.
I'm having recourse. All it is a.
But could be a maximum of four. She could either spread them out in front of her, or she could be surrounded by them.
I gave the directions over the telephone.
We'll work together.
And each one could be different.
The time
through being prepared differently.
The idea is still
not extensively prepared as in my
the Duchamp idea.
Earlier works.
That is plural.
But
how plural?
As a result of using chance operations, I could prepare those notes that were only played once.
A musical sculpture that is, say, more.
Anyway, that's
songs,
been done.
At least three songs. Will start in what do you call it?
I've already talked about this a little bit. My current music has two sections, so to speak, or two ways of going. Besides the Freeman Etudes,
it was the music.
One is music four, and has gotten up to music for 18. And if I can get it there, it'll be 14. Music for the full orchestra, without a government, without a conductor. And the other pieces that I'm writing are called began by with a piece called Two, written out, T-W-O. And then since I wrote Two some time ago, I think 2 years ago, and this piece for two pianos is also called Two. It has to be called Two in a different way, so it's called T-W-O with a little two as a superscript.
who had heard the piece music for 14.
And then we'll get two cubed, you see, later on. Well, since the music four that's got it up to 18 is all written the same way, so that it'll finally produce an orchestral work
without a conductor, realize that they can get along without the conductor.
This series, instead of all being written the same way, they're all written in a way that
they're
I try to discover
time brackets,
another way of writing music
flexible time
for each one of them.
So that,
and
that
I've written now two
a series
and
of
one
can
and five
any time between 0 and 45 seconds
and 7
and end any time
and 4
seconds and 1 minute 15 seconds and then the next time bracket will overlap.
And then for the Boston Symphony Orchestra I wrote
don't overlap
101 and instead of I asked them how many people there were in the orchestra and they didn't know
time.
But they looked up the contract that they have as an institution, or
they're all written that way according to chance operation.
What do you call it?
Both structurally,
you know,
and in
the way they were organized, and it turned out that they have to have
as
at least
we were talking,
101.
Sophia Gubaidulina and I. She said,
"So
I
extended to
much.
That piece." For orchestra,
for
the notion of Gubaidulina.
She said you should
that there should be an inner clock.
Realize,
even though
that there's
no
an inner
conductor.
Clock.
Well, when I was asked to make the piece, they said they wanted.
This
a,
has become
a short
a great
piece
concern of mine
between
art,
10 and
for another reason,
15 minutes.
Then.
And so I made one
by
12.
That is that I've accepted a...
And I wrote a long,
a
two-page note, really, that every person in the orchestra gets with his time brackets. And I explained that the time brackets could be read with a clock.
She found my time brackets constraining.
Or without one.
She admitted
once one understood
they gave her
what the piece was and what his function in it was. And the piece is,
but she said
is so
she,
simple to understand
that
that, that could be done
for her was a kind
so that we were
dance.
Able to say in the note, I was able to say in the note itself. To quote Gubaidulina,
so, I put one and one together.
That each musician could use his own sense.
Wrote it in the plural. A piece called...
rather than his clock.
Dance by Merce Cunningham. Well, I wrote the piece for two pianos, and then I wrote this other piano piece.
It's essentially a percussion piece.
And I...
In
since
which
she was
the
going
strings
to be moving, and she thinks of it as
all
dance,
play
maybe
frictionally
maybe
with a complete collegno.
It shouldn't be just one piano.
And they start the moment the brass and woodwinds.
She could either spread them out
have made
in front
an
of
initial
her,
outburst within
by
the opening time bracket.
And each one could be
this outburst comes again about 2 minutes before the end of the piece and is less contained.
Not extensively prepared.
So that there's more space in which the instruments
earlier works
play at highest volume and highest pitch.
As a result of using chance operations, I could prepare those notes that were only played once. A musical sculpture that is anyway, that's been done.
I have a question on this sheet, and I don't see it. I see what the problem is. I speak of this series, which includes the 101. I speak of it as music as invention.
And then at the bottom of the page, I question myself, do we have new ideas? Or do we simply repeat ourselves? A long-standing problem for me has been harmony. It was quite clear to Schoenberg when I was studying with him that I had no sense of harmony. Besides the Freeman Etudes. One is music 4, and has gotten up to music for 18. Schoenberg said, you'll never be able to write music.
Full orchestra.
I said, why not?
Government without a conductor.
He said, you'll always come to a wall, and you won't be able to get through. I said, I'll beat my head against that wall
and then
the rest of my
two
life.
Some time ago, I think 2 years ago. And this piece for two pianos is also called Two.
I'm now having
it has to be called two.
A changed feeling about harmony. And it was repeated, the feeling came back to me with great strength yesterday when I heard the music of Pauline Olivera.
Since the music 4 that's got it up to 18 is all written the same way, so they finally...
Earlier, not quite a year ago, in Miami, I heard another music, which is intentionally harmonious,
same way they're all written in
that gives me a new attitude as Pauline's work gives me
of writing flexible time for each
a new attitude toward harmony.
I've written
that I have a sense of it
and one
or have a feeling for it.
And 5
that I love it
0 and 45 and 7
just as much as all my life I've loved no harmony at all.
1 minute, 15 seconds, and then the next time bracket.
What it is,
and then for the
is an attitude
the orchestra, I wrote, don't
toward the togetherness
and
of
instead
songs.
Of, I asked them how many
but
people there were flexibility.
That is not legal.
But they looked up the contract that they
not
had
theoretical
as so an institution written, they're all written that way
but which is based as Pauline so beautifully told us
structurally
on the pleasure of making music
turned out that they have to have at least 100
and the great pleasure that it was for her
and I
Steve Dempster
she
Stewart
so I extended to that piece for orchestra
to play
the notion
in a place where there was resonance.
You should, that there should be an inner clock. Realize, even though there's no
an inner conductor. Clock. It but seems to me that when we are involved with music,
this has become a sharp great concern of mine between 10 and
that we're involved reason. With. I'm afraid I'm not completing my thoughts.
So I may go by 12.
The thing I don't like about
that is that I've accepted it
and I have never liked about harmony is its theory.
A two-page note, really, that every person in my heart
of telling us what's right and what's wrong.
Time brackets, and I explained the time.
That's not what's happening with James Tenney. It's music in Miami and Pauline's music wherever it is.
Or without one. She admits one understood.
Each piece has, so to speak, its own
function in it was. And the pieces, but she says it's so simple to understand that could be done.
When the music of James Tenney began in Miami,
I was able to say in the note itself.
Last December,
to quote Gubai Tolina,
the accordion began playing a single tone.
Could use his own sense.
Wrote it in the
piece called
Rather Than His Clock. And then another instrument played the same tone. Pianos,
and then I wrote this other piano piece.
It's essentially a... Nobody listened.
And I...
In which the string immediately, because it seemed like they were tuning. They were all playing the same tone.
Just one piano.
And they started. Gradually it became microtonal.
The brass and woodwinds.
And gradually people began to listen.
Outburst within.
And as the performance continued, the microtonality,
this outburst comes again.
The intervals became bigger until finally the whole reach of sound,
so that there's more space
was with this
earlier works play at highest volume and highest pitch. As a result of using chance operation, could prepare those notes that were only played once. A musical sculpture. Anyway, that's been done. I have a question on this sheet, and I don't see it. Oh, I see what the problem is. I speak of this series, which includes the 101. I speak of it as music, music as invention. And then at the bottom of the page, I question myself, do we have new ideas? Or do we simply repeat ourselves?
Yes. Can we do that?
One more pass.
Yes.
To Schoenberg, when I was studying with him, that I had no sense of harmony. Besides the Freeman Etudes. One is music four, and has gotten up to music for 18. Schoenberg said, you'll never be able to write music.
Full orchestra.
I said, why not?
Government without a conductor, you know it.
He said, you'll always come to a ball, and you won't be able to get through.
Began by
I said,
two. Written
beat my head against that wall.
And then the
rest of my life.
Some time ago, I think 2 years ago. That I was in. And this piece for two pianos is also called two.
I'm now having
it has to be called two.
A changed feelings
so it's called,
about harmony.
Little two.
And it was repeated, the feeling came back to me with great strength yesterday when I heard the music of Pauline Oliveros.
Since the music four that's got it up to 18 is all written the same way, so finally
earlier, not quite a year ago, in Miami, I heard another music,
this series,
which is intentionally harmonious,
the same way they're all written in
that gives me a new attitude, as Pauline's work gives me
of writing flexible time for each
a new attitude toward harmony,
so that I've written now
namely
two,
that I have a sense of it,
and one,
or have a feeling for it.
And five,
that I love it
zero and 45 and seven,
just as much as all my life I've loved no harmony at all.
And 1 minute, 15 seconds. And then the next time back at room.
What it is,
and then for the
is an attitude
toward
the togetherness of sound.
I asked them how many, but it gives the flexibility.
That is not legal.
But they looked up the contract that they
not
had,
theoretical,
so the restitution are they're all written that way according
but
to
which is based, as Pauline so beautifully told us,
structurally
on the pleasure of making music.
Turned out that they have to have as we were talking,
and the great pleasure that it was for her and
I,
Steve Dempster,
she said,
Stewart.
I extended to that piece for orchestra
to play the notion in a place where there was resonance.
That there should be an inner clock. Realize, even though there's no an inner clock.
It seems to me that when we are involved with music,
this has become a sharp, great concern of mine between 10 and
that we're involved with. I'm afraid I'm not completing my thoughts. The thing I don't like about
that is that I've accepted it,
and I've never liked about harmony is its theory.
A two-page note, really, that every person
of telling us what's right and what's wrong.
Time brackets, and I explained that the time.
That's not what's happening with James Tenney. It's music in Miami, and
she
Pauline's music wherever it is.
Constrained or without one. She admits one understood.
Each piece has, so to speak, its own
harmony. Function in it was. And the pieces, but she says it's simple to understand that playing that could be done for her
when the music of James Tenney began in Miami.
You know, I was able to say in the note
last December,
to quote Gubaitolina,
the accordion began to play in a single tone.
Use his own
sense.
Wrote it in the plural. A piece called
rather than his clock. And then another instrument played the same tone.
Pianos, and then I wrote this other piano piece.
It's essentially a nobody listened.
Piece. And
in which the string immediately, because it seemed like they were tuning. They were all playing the same tone.
Just one piano. And they started.
Gradually it became microtonal.
The brass and woodwinds.
And gradually people began to listen. And as the performance continued, the microtonality,
this outburst comes again.
The intervals became bigger until finally the whole reach of sound,
so that there's more space,
was with us.
Earlier works play at highest volume and highest pitch. As a result of using chance operations, I could prepare those notes that were only played once. Anyway, that's been done. I have a question on this sheet, and I don't see it. Oh, I see what the problem is. I speak of this series, which includes the 101. I speak of it as music as invention. And then at the bottom of the page, I question myself, do we have new ideas? Or do we simply repeat ourselves?